This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. For the last year, art exhibits have been closed around the world, leaving museum spaces empty and art enthusiasts stuck at home. Some venues, like the Harold J. Miosi Art Gallery at Cuesta College, have come up with creative ideas to bring the art to the people. Their virtual reality program is a new way to experience films from home. KCBX's Beth Thornton has the story.
VR to Go is a new program from Cuesta's Miosi Art Gallery. Some people have experience with VR, or virtual reality, through video games. In this case, virtual reality delivers a cinematic experience through a headset. Kenghua Liu teaches graphic art and motion design at Cuesta College. He says virtual reality is computer-generated content that fully engages our senses.
One of the key things is it's truly immersive.
For now, VR is primarily used for entertainment purposes, Liu says.
The most common way to use it is like movies, and most of the time is the video games.
Filmed using 3D cameras, Liu says VR movies allow for 360-degree views, so the person watching can see and hear what's happening all around them. In the headset, you can look up, down, and behind you. Four short films are programmed into the headsets available from Miosi Gallery. In one of the movies, you kayak through ice in the Arctic. That's from minus 22.7 degrees Celsius. It's a documentary distributed by Diversion Cinema, especially for VR. The story is about electronic music producer Molecule on a journey through Greenland to record natural sounds for his music compositions.
It's pretty immersive and meditative, and you know, for most of us, I would assume, have never been to the Arctic, so it's cool to be able to experience that.
Emma Saperstein, speaking from the gallery, is the curator and coordinator. She says she wanted to offer something new since the community has been unable to visit the gallery in person.
Just thinking of a way to keep people engaged in an experience that is truly contemporary and truly, you know, outside of what they would do every day.
Saperstein licenses the movies for VR to go. In addition to minus 22.7 degrees Celsius, there's Lalaque, set in an oasis in Central Africa, Daughters of Chibok, which tells the story of a girl kidnapped by Boko Haram, and The Real Thing, which explores cities in China that are copies of other cities around the world, such as London, Paris, and Venice. Saperstein suggests that parents watch the films first to decide whether it's okay for their children. She describes the movie selections as short documentaries that deal with real-world issues. Saperstein says the VR films are meant to be experienced at home in a relaxed setting.
The content that we've licensed is designed to be experienced sitting down, so you're not walking around a virtual space. You're just sitting down on your couch or on a chair.
VR to go headsets do not plug into video game consoles or other technology, and basic instructions are included.
Literally take it home, put the headset on, you should be good to go.
To find out more about VR to go and reserve a headset, visit the Miosi Art Gallery website. You can pick up and return the headsets on the Cuesta College campus on Mondays or Fridays. Virtual reality is a new way to visit faraway places from your own home. For KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.